Good morning. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director of the National Hurricane Center in Miami, coming to you live here at 9 a.m. Eastern Time for an update on Tropical Storm Isaac, which is centered more than 350 miles southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River, centered over the Gulf of Mexico. And on the radar this morning, we are seeing still some very distant bands moving over the Florida Peninsula. So even though the center is out in the Gulf, it's still plenty of rain that's falling over much of the Florida Peninsula. There's an isolated tornado threat from central Florida up through the northeastern Gulf area. So just because the center's way out in the Gulf, don't think in Florida that there aren't some hazards. So be very careful on the roadways as these bands come through intermittently. The center circulation on radar is apparent, and it seems to be trying to form an eye-like feature. But right now, the maximum sustained winds at 65 miles an hour, pressure about 988 millibars based on recent data from the Air Force Hurricane Hunter. So still a little bit shy of hurricane status. The satellite view that we've been looking at this morning gives us a picture that Isaac is a different structure now than it was yesterday when it moved over the Florida Keys. A little more concentrated thunderstorm activity near the center of circulation trying to wrap around it. And so because of that enhanced structure compared to yesterday, the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, 86, 87 degrees Fahrenheit, and weak wind shear in the atmosphere, we are forecasting strengthening to a hurricane, and that could happen anytime within the next 24 hours. As the system continues moving generally northwestward, landfall of the center of circulation somewhere in the hurricane warning area on the northern Gulf Coast, Tuesday night, roughly speaking, give or take. But tonight is when the conditions will start going downhill in the warning area, so preparations need to be taken today. That hurricane warning goes from Destin, Florida, to the remainder of the western Florida Panhandle, coastal Alabama, Mississippi, and then it is into southeastern Louisiana all the way to Morgan City, and it includes metropolitan New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain. In that hurricane warning area, folks may be told to evacuate. Today, you need to follow the instructions of your local emergency management officials. If you're told to go, please do so, because those officials know where areas are vulnerable to storm surge, and that's the main reason people will be told to evacuate. Generally speaking, 6 to 12 feet of storm surge flooding above ground level is possible anywhere in the hurricane warning areas in Alabama, Mississippi, and southeastern Louisiana, 3 to 6 feet on either side of that. Very serious hazard. You need to take the hazard very, very seriously and get out of harm's way if told to do so. Storm surge not the only hazard. The hurricane force winds that could occur near the coast and a little bit inland. And then the rainfall. The rainfall totals could be very, very large because we're forecasting the forward speed of Isaac to slow down somewhat as it moves inland. So there could be a rather protracted period of heavy rains. We could see up to a foot and a half of rain in isolated spots, not just near the coast in southeastern Louisiana, in parts of Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida Panhandle, but well inland. Inland flooding is one hazard that has taken many lives in past landfalling tropical storms and hurricanes. So don't just think that this is a coastal event. Again, today's the day of preparation. If you're told to evacuate today, please do so. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with a new advisory live from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.